This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Major's here. Before we jump into politics, we just had a couple segments, Major, on the ideal scenario to watch the Super Bowl. So for you, it's a 6:30 start. Tell me your ideal scenario. I'm thinking, Dave Harrigan, Major's just knocking on his neighbor's doors and say, come on over, everybody. You know, leave stuff. Don't even think about a coaster. Bring whatever food you want, anybody you want. Come on over to the mansion.
Actually, Chad, I moved the refrigerator in front of the door, you know, so nobody can come in. I unplug it. It's a really good refrigerator, so it can stand being unplugged for 4 hours, and I put it in front of the door so no one can enter.
People are pounding on the door like it's a Who concert, and you will not let them in.
No.
Is there any scenario where you watch the bowl with like 10, 20 people, or is it always a smaller group?
Very small group, yes. Very small group. It will be an acutely small group this particular Super Bowl. My wife's in Southern California, so I'll be by myself, which is just fine.
Yeah. I might be by myself. Should I just FaceTime you the entire time, just over and over again after each play?
You give that a big aggressive try, my brother.
Why isn't Major answering? I just don't understand. Okay, the president speaks to the media twice today. That's about his normal amount.
Yeah.
You just anchored coverage on CBSN. Yeah. Give me the biggest headline of the day.
That the president has put into still more limbo a pending acquisition by Nippon Steel of U.S. Steel. And if you don't think that matters in America, it does. It's a $15 billion transaction, not the biggest imaginable, but of more than modest size. The fate of steelworkers in Pennsylvania and Indiana and many other places where steel is made in different ways through electric arc furnaces as opposed to older blast furnaces, which are in Pennsylvania and Indiana, all hang in the balance. The president said it would not be psychologically good, that's a direct quote, for Nippon Steel to purchase U.S. Steel, though he kept referring to it as Nissan. It's not Nissan, it's Nippon, yeah. But we'll set that aside. And that it's going to be an investment deal. Well, this will come as shocking news to Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel because this transaction is an investment transaction. Nippon Steel is agreeing to infuse hundreds of millions of dollars into U.S. Steel to make it more competitive. And it has handed over to the federal government, whether it's the Trump government or the Biden administration previously, control over U.S. production. All that's still pending. That merger, that acquisition rather, was blocked in the latter days of the Biden administration. under national security grounds, even though the committee reviewing it reached no conclusion as whether or not it was a national security threat or not. Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel are both suing in federal court to overturn that decision. That lawsuit's still pending. And Trump said, well, it's not going to be an acquisition. It's just going to be an investment. Notably, the Japanese prime minister said nothing about this, one way or the other. Clearly, the president is trying to leverage this in another direction. He wants more concessions. He wants something more that's currently not been said by U.S. Steel to authorize this. He is leveraging it in full public view, and he may or may not get his way, but that was sort of hardcore pseudo-diplomatic, pseudo-brass-knuckle business negotiating in public view with a kind of patina of diplomacy over it.
The president was once again asked about firing the investigators tied to January 6th.
Yep.
And he said, yes, that will happen. It will happen surgically.
Surgically,
and
yeah.
And quickly. Yep.
Yeah.
So what was your reaction to that?
About here, what we're talking about here is not the senior FBI leadership. It's field agents who were assigned to cases. And remember the January 6th cases, because people came from all over the country based on the mythology that the election of 2020 was stolen. It was not. Some entered the Capitol violently. Some entered the Capitol not so violently, but entered a place that they should not have been. And the cases were investigated all over the country. And FBI field agents were assigned to cases. If you know anything about the FBI, you know that FBI agents don't have the discretion to say, you know, I don't think I want to work on that one. Whatever it is.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't do that. They can't say, that, oh, no, not today, not that one. I want to wait for a really
I'm busy right now.
Yeah, I want to wait for a I only work on big cases, boss. That's not the way the FBI works. So the president has said, and Kash Patel has said, well, we're not going to fire those field agents who got assigned and just did what they were told. But we want all their names anyway. Why? Who knows? Reasonably, these agents are nervous that their identities will be divulged, and therefore they will become what? Targets of harassment, vilification, doxing, and other things from those who still cling, and I use that word intentionally, cling to the mythology of the 2020 election and malevolently harass people who did their jobs in relationship to that televised crime on January 6, 2021. So the president is using gentler words to mask something that FBI agents, not me, don't listen to me, just listen to the FBI agents speaking for themselves, believe threatens them, not only with their livelihood, but just their day-to-day sense of safety in our country.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
One of the enormous stories with the Trump administration the last 10 days or so has been the assault, the dismantling, the trying to unveil to the American consumer the fraud tied to the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. Mm-hmm. And the Washington Post, in the last few hours, has cited 12 examples.
Yeah.
12 examples from a new news release that was released about waste and abuse run deep.
Produced by the White House, yes.
Yeah, this is from the White House itself. And pointing out what, Major, about those 12 releases? Pointing out that inaccuracies over and over and over
11
again.
11 out of 12.
And what? And the 11 of the 12 provided.
Yeah. Were either completely inaccurate or lacked massive context and explanation. Yeah. So the president said today that it has to be shut down because there were kickbacks, corruption, and all sorts of illegality. Well, Chad, guess what? There's a Justice Department that I believe is supervised by this current president. Go ahead and bring the cases.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see you prove it.
Do it.
Let's see you prove it in court. Let's go. Let's go. Because if you aren't bringing cases, then you are letting corrupt kickback people get away with corruption and kickbacks. How could you ever tolerate that, Mr. President? I wait with bated breath for these cases. Now, that's not to say that USAID doesn't have grants that raise eyebrows for certain things
Absolutely.
In certain places in certain contexts. That's fine. That is a debatable subject. But do we have to entirely obliterate one of the most successful foreign aid programs initiated by any president in modern history, PEPFAR, set in motion by George W. Bush, that has saved the lives, I believe, of at least 20 million people in Africa infected with HIV, AIDS?
Think about what
about
Major
the farmers,
just said, by the
What
way.
About the farmers in the Midwest who provide some of the agriculture aid that is sitting on docks right now, waiting to go to places like Sudan, waiting to go to Gaza, waiting to go to Yemen, places you may not think are important to you personally, but are part of the means by which America, with the American flag on each and every bag, on each and every truck, distributes aid to prevent people from starving as a expression of our, one, values, and two, we are a wealthy country, and we wish to share some of our wealth to alleviate your most profound suffering. Now, look, some in your audience may say, I'm done with that. I don't care about that. Okay, fine. That's a policy argument. You go through Congress because USAID was set up in 1961 under the John F. Kennedy administration, the Foreign Assistance Act. You go through Congress and you take it apart that way. You don't just send three or four people associated with Elon Musk to shut down the computer system, put black tape over the name of the agency at the Ronald Reagan building in downtown Washington, D.C., and say everything you do and everything you touch is corrupt.
That with no oversight of Elon Musk.
None. And the president said today that they have access to your Social Security number, my bank account, my address, your address, because our security systems are weak. No, that's not what happened. You signed an executive order that directed them to plug in insecure servers into secure federal infrastructure.
Yep.
That's what happened.
Great stuff as always. I'm setting the over under of my FaceTime reaches out to you 74. 74 times on Sunday. All right, man.
Have a great weekend.
We'll talk
have
next
a great
week.
Weekend. See you.
Major here on CCO.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy,
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.